We're going to land the ship, Miss Torres. Take the warp core offline, vent all plasma from the nacelles, and stand by to engage atmospheric thrusters.
This is Lieutenant Tuvok to all decks. We are preparing to land the ship. Go to Blue Alert and report to Code Blue Stations.
Plotted a descent course. How close do you want to land to the distress coordinates?
No closer than 2 kilometers.
Atmospheric controls at standby. Landing mechanisms online. Inertial dampers at maximum.
All decks report condition blue, Captain.
Altitude 100 kilometers. Speed 10,000 kph.
We have an EM discharge in the lateral relays. I'm rerouting the ODN conduit. Another EM discharge. I think we're all right, though. 20 kilometers to the landing site. We should be able to see it now. Disengaging engines. Securing thruster exhaust. We're down.
My people have a strict policy of non-interference in other cultures. It's our prime directive.
Your directive apparently doesn't include spying on other cultures.
Our mission? To uphold your medical and ethical standards as you struggle against the crew's bigotry and intolerance.
The doctor exhibits many of the traits we associate with a person. Intelligence, creativity, ambition, infallibility. But are these traits real? Or is the doctor merely programmed to simulate? To be honest, I don't know. Eventually, we will have to decide, because the issue of holographic rights isn't going to go away. But at this time, I am not prepared to rule that the doctor is a person under the law. However, it is obvious he is no ordinary hologram. And while I can't say with certainty that he is a person, I am willing to extend the legal definition of artist to include the doctor. I therefore rule that he has the right to control his work. I'm ordering all copies of his holonovel to be recalled immediately.
Federation rules. Federation nobility. Federation compassion. Do you understand? If this had been a Cardassian ship, we would be home now.
Perhaps this will enhance your day.
Looks like wine's off the menu.
Unless you brought a phaser.
Never on the first day.
Slice these vegetables transversely in 5 millimeter increments.
I don't mean to sound like an old holonaut. You've got a wonderful smile.
It wasn't a smile. It was a smirk.
Goodbye, baby, in the space dock. When the core blows, the shuttle will rock. When the hull breaks, the shuttle will fall. And down will come, baby, shuttle and all.
7 of 9, Federation Starship Voyager.
You told a joke.
Yes.
I am not laughing.
Yes.
Perhaps the joke was not funny.
No, the joke was funny. It's you, Dave.
Who says there's never a Klingon around when you need one?
I'm a logical being. Present your arguments. I am myself again. It has been a long time.
Are you sure you won't join me for breakfast? I was thinking of having eggs benedict with asparagus, strawberries and cream.
Change everyone's future.
From what I've seen, they'll thank me.
All you've seen are bits and pieces. You're not getting the whole picture.
Really? Just what am I missing?
It's not what, it's who. People like 7 of 9, a Borg drone, who'll become a member of this crew after you help her recover her humanity. Or Tom Paris, a former convict, who'll be our pilot, chief medic, and a husband to Belana Torres.
That angry woman I just met.
She's going to be your chief engineer. Crews, Maquis, and Starfleet are going to become one. And they'll make as big a mark on the Delta Quadrant as it'll make on them. By protecting people like the Accompans, curing diseases, encouraging peace, children like Naomi and Ichib are going to grow up on this ship and call it home. And we'll all be following a captain who sets a course for Earth and never stops believing that we'll get there, then who are we going to form an alliance with?
Anyone who agrees to play by our rules. No killing, no stealing, and no giving up. Anyone who agrees to play by our rules. No killing, no stealing, and no giving up. Anyone who agrees to play by our rules. No killing, no stealing, and no giving up.